Hey everybody, this is Talon Williams from Movement Radio, and I want to talk about a very special offer that my buddy Sean Thompson is giving away for you guys with Thompson Personal Training. Now, I've been working with Sean for the past couple of weeks, been working out, been working on cardio, working on cardiovascular stuff, boxing, in-ring stuff, and dude is the truth. He is going to give you guys the best possible workout you can possibly ask for. And if you guys want to take advantage of this deal, check him out on Facebook. He is giving away 1 month. All you got to do is sign up for 3 months and you get the fourth month absolutely free. So check him out on Facebook, Sean Thompson, or go to Thompson's Personal Training on Facebook and see what it's all about. Now, back to the show.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special holiday edition of Movement Radio. I am Chip Hazard.
I am Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Sierra.
Well, gentlemen, today is Christmas Day. We are actually recording on Christmas Day. How was everyone's Christmas today?
Everybody, Christmas was great, man. Me and Amy actually exchanged gifts last night, before, because we figured, you know what, we need to let Christmas Day be about the kids so that the kids can, you know, be excited about the things that they got. Amy got me a boom arm for the podcast and stuff like that, so I was able to rig that up real good. I got her a necklace and some earrings.
Sir.
I could have swore I put that on me.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it wouldn't be Movement Radio without the bells and whistles.
Some kind of interruption.
Yes.
Right, bells and whistles. I don't like that. I feel like I'm being attacked right now. All I'm doing is just sitting here trying to, conduct the conversation. But she got me the boom arm. I got her a necklace and some earrings, and I got her the new Twilight book, that Midnight Sun book. She was real excited about it. And then, today, Malachi, we woke up at fucking 4:45 this morning. Piper was up. She wouldn't go back to sleep. My son was up, wouldn't go back to sleep. I couldn't sleep because they were both up. Amy couldn't sleep. She just looked at me and she goes, "Well, you just want to go ahead and get up and do the presents?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So we got up a little bit before 5 o'clock. We let him open the presents. After all the presents were opened up, he was in the excitement kind of went down. I sat there and I was like, "All right, well, is anybody hungry? Nobody's hungry? Okay, fuck it, I'm going back to bed." So I literally went back at me. Malachi went. He went off to sleep. Got Piper still would not go to sleep for whatever reason, so we had to lay there. Amy, she ended up falling asleep in Amy's arms, and I went right back to sleep. Woke up about another 4 hours or so later to the sound of a ring. "Hey, when you guys coming over?" "We'll be over there at noon." I already said it. So, and then we went over to my mom's over there around noon, did some exchanging of some gifts and stuff. Then we from there went and over to Martha and Peebo's house. That's my wife's parents. And they did some exchanging of the presents with Malachi. And that was pretty much it. And we came back home. And then I had to put together a damn television that was taking so damn long because this thing, for whatever reason, took 45 minutes to upload and download and all this kind of bullshit. So there you go. Sorry I had to bore you for the last 3 minutes about my day. But no, it was fun, just to be with everybody. And yesterday when we was out, going to down south to Dawsonville to see her grandmother, we had, pretty good food and everything like that down there. We actually got to swing by Ella J and see Steve and Linda. Of course, he's been working like a dog, so he wasn't able to. He didn't have the time to be able to get Kai anything. And Malachi was like, "It's fine, at least I got to see you." And then it started snowing real bad while we were in Ella J. And we were like, "Oh shit, we're gonna get snowed on the mountain. Fuck this shit, we gotta go." but we ended up leaving when it was actually still pretty good snow. But then by the time we got into Dalton Chatsworth area, it was like all gone. It was over with, and I was like, "Oh damn it! Like, why couldn't it snow a little bit harder?" But whatever. So that was pretty much it right there. Raj, what about you?
I mean, the kids let us sleep in a little bit later than usual. Got up around 8. Had 4 kids' gifts to open, so we got to a bunch of different things. Our oldest, we got her like a hair crimper, like curler kind of thing, some makeup stuff, skincare routine. You know, she's 12, so she's turning to the age where that matters, and I'm not ready to be fighting little boys. Our middle child, we got her a little bit more, like some outfits and stuff like that she wanted more than anything. Our only boy, Parker, we got him a couple Lego sets. He got the Avengers 3 set, so we got Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Thanos.
Nice.
We got him a paper plane, like it's like a set that teaches you how to make different style paper planes and everything like that, which is pretty cool. An inflatable chair, just things like that. He really liked them all. And an art set, because he's been really getting into drawing, so we got him some markers, pens, some like a sketch pad book and everything, and a book on how to do cell shading so he can learn how to add depth and shadow everything to make it more realistic, which is advanced for a kid his age, because he's only 6, but he started doing like architecture drawings last week, and I was like, yo, what?
Jesus.
Yeah, I know, like, him and Legos, like, he gets it down so easily. Like, he makes those sets so quickly. Like, nothing, and then he's just drawing, like, straight-out architecture stuff with, like, lines and everything to get to, like, the different levels. I'm like, I would never know how to do this. Cool. And for the baby, we got her some bilingual toys. So she got a table that makes a bunch of noise and stuff, but it teaches her colors and numbers and stuff like that in English and Spanish. We got our maracas that do the same. It does some noise. We also got her tea set that talks. She really liked that the most, but she liked it because the teapot is super heavy. She likes to hit things with it, including my ankle.
Right.
Hey, you better watch out. She's going to break them ankles.
She got me today. She got me today, and I tried to contain, but I could not. And I literally screamed out, like, mother. I was like, oh, but I let it out. And she looked at me like, oh, hey, whoa. My fault, man. She hit me, like, right on the ankle joint, and I was in so much pain. Like, you ever get hit so weirdly that, like, you feel like you're going to, like, you're, like, nauseous, and you feel like you're going to throw up? Like, I felt like that.
Oh, wow.
Because I wasn't expecting it. I was talking to Danielle. She was on the couch, and the baby literally just drops it right on the ankle joint. I was like, if you were a grown adult, I'd punch you in the face. Like, it hurt so bad. It caught me off guard so much.
Bro, that literally happened to me today, but not with a teapot. Like, literally, my youngest, Colt, had a Nerf gun, and...
Oh God,
man! It's been so cold today. Like, the high never got above 29, so I've been cold all day long. Right? Then he just walks up, and he gets like 3 inches away from my nipple and shoots me. Man, I snatched his gun out of his hand, threw it on the floor, and I looked at him. I was like, man, you better be glad you're 3, because if you was like anybody else, I'd punch you in the face right now. He looked at me and said, I'm sorry, Daddy, it was an accident.
Like, I hate how they try to, oh, I'm just a small child, sorry.
Yeah. Don't hurt me. I don't know the difference between right and wrong. You little lying motherfucker. Yes, you do.
You definitely do. Like, I will sucker punch you next time. In 15 years, when you're crying about somebody hurting your feelings or something like that, I'm gonna sucker punch you just like you sucker punched me,
right?
And you're not gonna know why. And I'm like, stop, oh, being a sorry bitch. I'm sorry, I didn't know what I was doing.
Right now every, it's almost like every, like, because my, this past August, my son got 3 freaking Nerf guns for his birthday. This Christmas, he got 5 freaking Nerf guns, all with like 100 something darts a piece. I'm like, My whole entire house looks like a fucking, like, the beach at Normandy almost, because I got so many damn fucking like fucking foam darts everywhere. Everywhere I look, and we got Piper putting them in her mouth, chewing on them. Like, no, don't eat shit off the floor. What are you doing? You know, it's just like, yeah. I swear, like, it's like frigging glitter for little boys. Like, anyway, you think you pick all these darts up, you turn around, there's more, and you're like, I finally told Malachi, like, I keep a little bitty, like normal, like, you know, cop back shoot, like normal, like cheap ass, dart gun in the fucking living room. And every time I find a fucking dart, I look at him. I'm like, hey, Malachi, what's this? And he goes, uh-oh. And I go to grab it real quick and I try to shoot him. If he gets to his room, I won't shoot him. But yeah, if he doesn't make it to his room, most time.
That's the issue with Parker. He has one. He has a sniper, so he can shoot that shit from his room all the way across the house. And like, our issue is that he leaves the darts everywhere, so we have to worry about the baby getting them. But we also have to worry about Brenda getting them, because she'll eat them, and then when we're cleaning out her litter box, there's literally pieces of Nerf darts in her poop. I'm like, yeah. I should not be having to deal with this.
You shouldn't.
Like, this is ridiculous. But yeah, and then for Danielle, I got her, for her Christmas stuff, I bought her a necklace with all of our, like, birth or month flowers, stuff like that on it.
Yeah.
That she really wanted. Then I bought her a bunch of, like, mostly stocking stuffer stuff. I got her, like, a candle, some wax melts, hair ties, mascara stuff, some wash rags because she wanted some new ones because she just wants more. just small stuff like that. And she got me a bunch of candy, a My Hero Academia t-shirt, and I mean, I was pretty happy with the candy, so that's all I really needed.
Right.
Other than that, I made breakfast for everybody. I did waffles, some eggs and sausage, and then the kids had to go to their dad. So from then on, I took a nap. Thankfully, I took a 30-minute nap today for the first time in a while, and then watched TV all day and hung out with the baby and Danielle.
Right. Chip, but you?
Oh, know. Man, So I didn't actually go to bed until after 2 o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
because my two lovely little boys would not go to bed. Like, they wouldn't even go into the room and try to lay down, like, at all. So there was like, it was a mad dash to get all these presents wrapped, and everything. But then we got up at 6 o'clock this morning and opened presents, and it was all worth it when I seen the smiles of joy on their face. They each got some Jurassic World dinosaurs. They really, really love dinosaurs. I mean, you know, Talon, that's it's like a if you were a paleontologist, you could find every bone to every dinosaur ever in my house.
He ain't lying either.
And they both have gotten into Bakugan a lot. So there's like 100 million Bakugan in my house now. They have the like battle arena, and they like battle their little Bakugans and everything. And that's kind of cool, considering they're 3 and 4 years old, and I don't know, they're really smart for their age. And then I got Jessie, my wife, just some stuff that she really wanted. I got her a couple of shirts that she wanted. She wanted a new knife set for the kitchen. And I know everybody's like, oh, don't go practical, don't go practical. But when they literally tell you, this is what I want, get it. I promise you.
Yep. Yep.
You will always come out on the good. So got her that.
So, exactly.
So the thing is, I learned a while ago, anything Danielle said that I would like this, I have a list on my phone of ideas I collected throughout the year, because her birthday's in December. So really have to worry about Mother's Day, then December in general. And I literally have all year to think about what I want to get her. Literally, she's like, oh, I would like this, or I want this. Okay, write it down on the list. Don't ever forget it. What? If they want it, they literally tell us we want it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. We were, I As I was trying to figure out exactly what I wanted to get Amy, I really didn't know, because I honestly didn't get her anything until like last
night. I think
Wednesday or Thursday. No. Not last night. How the hell am I going to get her something when she was with me all day? It was like Thursday or Friday of last week, actually. I had a $40 gift card from my job. And yeah, I mean, they're getting $60,000-$70,000 Christmas bonuses, and my little lonely ass is getting a $40 gift card. Thanks, guys. Anyway, but that being said, though, I know I sound bitter. I don't give a fuck. But no, I really don't. I really do not. Motherfuckers ain't gonna cheat me on my damn holiday pay this time around, neither. Anyway, but Brenda, I actually use that to. Yeah, I'm being a little rantful. I don't give a fuck.
No, Brenda just attack my feet again.
Okay. Hit it harder. Bam. Walk around with a limp for the rest of your life. No, but no, I was like, I really don't know. Because then I started going through. I was like, okay, she told me she wanted this dragonfly necklace, but I didn't know if I had the extra income to get it, because I didn't know, you know, all the different circumstances. I don't know what we needed, you know, because at this point it was more necessarily about what we needed instead of what I wanted to get her. So I knew whatever I got her, I had to get it at Walmart, because that was $40 in free money.
Yep.
So what I ended up doing was, I went around, got her the necklace, because it was like it had a dragonfly on it, because she originally wanted a dragonfly ring that was like $40, but it was at Jared, and I was like, oh man, I can't spend that extra amount of money knowing what we have, you know. So I ended up getting her a dragonfly necklace with earrings that match it. It's like that opal looking gemstone looking thing. It depending on which way you look at it, depending on like what colors pop up and what shines, you know what I mean? I'd have to show you. But that, and then she, you know, kept on saying, because we had went to Walmart like a couple of times previously, saying, you know, like, oh, I really want this the new Twilight book. I really want the new Twilight book. And I'm like, I'll look into it, you know. And every time I would see that book, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna buy it for it. I don't know how, I'm gonna buy it for it. So with everything together, it ended up costing like 50 something bucks, but I had this $40 gift card, so really I only paid like close to $11 out of pocket, you know, for the stuff. And when I gave her the gift, because I had to leave it at my mom's house, because I didn't have time to go get it, bring it back, wrap it, because she was with me all day. So that's why I went ahead and just gave it to her on Christmas Eve. We went over to my mom's house to do a couple of things, because mom said she needed me to help her out with something. And then I got there, and I'm like, all right, Amy, you already gave me my boom arm, and I appreciate that, so I'm going to go ahead and give you your gift now. Gave her the necklace and the earrings first. She was like, oh, it's pretty and all that. I'm like, now your next present, I'm actually not going to give you. You have to get it yourself. It's in that drawer. She goes, what drawer? I'm like, just look in that drawer over there. And you know, Chip, you've been in the house where they have that old typewriter desk, like the old school typewriters. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And it has those that plastic shelving on top of it. I said, just look in that one, the drawer on the bottom. She opened it up and her mouth dropped. Her eyes, you know, got real big, and she was like, oh my god, you really didn't lie to me, you actually did, you know. And you know, like, I told her that I was thinking about getting it for her, and she kind of had that, no, you wouldn't do that, you know. You know, she was excited about it, you know, she loved it. We've just been so exhausted, she hadn't got a chance to read it yet, but she said she was going to pick it up as soon as she could. And then, of course, my son, I'm sure that if you've been on Facebook today, you've seen how excited my son was for that damn Adam Cole wrestling figure that I got him, or that my sister got him. Appreciate that, Lily. You bailed me out on that one. And that's really what she was like. I don't know what to get Malachi. Like, what would you get? I'm like, here's a list. You know, that's really what I told her. I was like, here's a list. And then, of course, we got Malachi a new Xbox controller, because his old one got busted somehow. I don't know how. I mean, obviously the kid's 7 years old. He shouldn't know how to rage quit yet, but apparently so. I'm just kidding. What ended up happening was something happened to where the wire got short in it and it would not allow the remote to move or whatever. And then I tried, and then I tried like a completely different wire, and it did the exact same thing. So it was the actual remote and not the wire. So I was like, well, fuck it, I might as well just get him a brand new remote. So we got him a brand new remote, and we got Piper a remote too, but it's one of those little plastic ones, kind of like the one that we got Grayson when he was like 1 or 2 years old. Like ones where it's like you move it and it's like it has like 1, 2, 3, yeah. And then it's got triangle star, you know. Yeah, so we got her one of that. She's been playing with it all day. So it kind of like what you said earlier, Chip, it like seeing the smile on their face whenever they get a gift that they've really been wanting, you know. Because I remember growing up, you know, having, you know, me wanting, you know, certain things and ending up getting them. Like I remember when I was, God, I could have been maybe 5, 6 years old, something like that, some young age. I really, really, really wanted like all the old school plastic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures. Like all of them. Like I wanted Leo, Rap, Donnie, Mikey, Splinter, Shredder, like a foot soldier. Like I wanted like all of them. And that Christmas, I believe it was 1992, maybe 93, I literally got every single turtle that I asked for. You know, all the turtle figures that I wanted. I even got the big ass Krang that was like really, really like, it was like really mega, like, you know, and they had the little bitty brain, the little bitty Krang, but, you know, so like that was probably one memory that I'll never remember, because I literally, they just gave me a box and like, here's a big ass box. I'm thinking I'm going to get like this big present or whatever. And I look in it and it's like 10 different fucking turtle action figures. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. You know, like the greatest day of my life or something, you know. Do you guys have any cool memories of any toys that you got when you were a kid?
Well, when I was younger, the two that I remember the coolest that I got was, back in the day when the, radioactive purple or the hazard purple, whatever they called it, on Nintendo 64, the one that was clear that you could see inside of it.
Yeah.
I got that one with, the Kong 64, GoldenEye, Mario Kart 64 on it. So, of course, I was balling out back in the day.
right.
And then from there, the other one that I remember mostly was getting the Nintendo GameCube. It was the black one, but it had the Legend of Zelda collector set with it. So I got Zelda 1, 2, Ocarina, Majora's Mask, and Wind Waker on it.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was like, that's all I needed.
Don't forget on that set, you got the... the master edition of Ocarina of Time, where every time you went into a dungeon, it would change.
Yep. Which sucked trying to learn that map. Learn those over and over again.
Yep.
But that's what made the game so damn good, you know, because you had to, it makes you fall back in love with the game all over again, which is one reason why it should be number one on the best damn video games of all time, IGN, if you're listening. But anyway,
I don't know about that. We've had a discussion before. We'll do an episode about it. How about that?
Of course we will.
We'll do an episode on the Zelda games. We'll do that. But no, I remember those. And then the only other one that really sticks in my mind is me getting my first actual like BMX bike. I got like a Rhino series, and it was like a chrome with gold handles and spokes. It was super, super awesome. But nothing like, when I was little, I actually didn't really collect stuff. I didn't start collecting stuff until I got older. So it was never more of me wanting a set of anything ever. Except for video games, but that's different.
Right. What about you, Chip?
I think... So the first Christmas that I actually remember getting stuff that I wanted was when the Super Nintendo came out. And like before that, I probably got like a bunch of toys and action figures, probably mostly clothes and stuff like that. But man, when the Super Nintendo came out, like, I wanted one. I seen the commercials and I was like, man, I want that. I want that. I want that. You know, like any you know, kid does. You see something you want and you just can't let it go. You're like, man, I want that. Mom, I want this. Right. Dad, I want this. Mom, I want this. And then, you know, Christmas came and opened up all my presents and there it was not. And I was like, oh man, like this stuff's cool. Man, I really wanted that. And then somehow, like, while I was opening presents, like, my mom or dad won, I don't even remember, probably my mom, but, like, just snuck out of the room and went into my bedroom and, like, hooked up the Super Nintendo and was like, hey, I think we forgot something. Hey, go to your room and look here, and bring me such and such. And then I went in there and there it is set up and everything. And it was just like, you know, the best memory, from when I was little. And then, you know, so that was probably, you know, one of my most favorite memories, up until recently, because there is nothing like seeing the joy on your children's face when they open, you know, the presents that they wanted. And it makes right. you really appreciate what your parents did for you when you were growing up, and everything. So, like, really the best gift in the world for me, is watching my kids open their presents on Christmas morning, and that, I mean, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, today was a great Christmas. Like, they were all, like, their eyes were so happy and everything. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and in the world, I mean, and in the day and age we live in, with 2020 being the fucked up year that it is, it was actually great that we can have a day like this where the kids, like, no one was thinking about the virus, no one was thinking about, you know, political bullshit. No one was thinking about that. They were just seeing the joy of the children, you know, the joy of you know, of these kids who just, all they wanted was this one thing that they got for Christmas, you know, and, you know, they didn't need to have that day ruined by, you know, any bullshit. You know, they got what they wanted. They enjoyed it. They loved it. You know, that's definitely, I'll tell you guys, if I can, my favorite Christmas memory, and this, it has nothing to do with me being a kid. This is actually a Christmas memory that was about 7 years ago, actually. I remember, because it was Christmas of two, no, I'm sorry, 8 years ago, excuse me. It was 2012. And it was at the time when the Mayan calendar was, that whole bullshit was like, oh yeah, on December 21st, you know, the world's coming to, shut the fuck up. No, it's not. But I remember we did Christmas and we exchanged gifts and everything like that, and it was all cool and stuff. And then Christmas was on a Tuesday that year, I believe. And then 2 days later, on the 27th, I woke up and I had like a side table, like, when you know, you had like a little side table on the bed, and I turned and looked. And when I looked, I just look and I'm like, what the fuck? And it was a pregnancy test. And I look at the pregnancy test, and that's when I was like, holy shit. Got up. Amy was crying. We were like, oh my God. You know, and then we found out that Amy was pregnant. So the best Christmas gift that I ever got was finding out that my wife was pregnant with my son. You know, that was one of the best days, one of the best Christmas presents that I ever had, you know. I know it's, I don't even mean for it to be sappy, but I mean, it's real, you know, it's, you know, it's what I, you know, do you guys have any, what is your favorite Christmas memory? If that was, if I can make it that way.
I mean, really this year probably is a tough for me. I mean, we got a white Christmas. It's the first one with the baby, like, our family's whole. The kids loved all the presents. There was no complaining. There was no arguing. There was no fighting. It was just a great mood. it was just like perfect. Breakfast was good, and I mean, I got to relax, which is the hardest thing I can say to do nowadays. But no, it was a great day. The baby, like, for most of the day, she played with all her toys. She was very hyper, very fun. Just wanted me to have a tea party with her pretty much the whole day. I mean, it was great.
Right. Jet, what about you?
I have to kind of agree with Roger. This has probably been the best Christmas that I can remember in, I don't know, forever, really. You know, just getting to wake up, spend the day with my wife and kids, watching them play, run back and forth, you know, snuggle up on the couch, watch Dragon Ball with my wife. I mean, you know, we didn't do like a traditional like Christmas dinner or whatnot. She made some bomb ass spaghetti that when we get done recording, I'm gonna go eat another dish of because it was that good. So yeah, this has probably been the best Christmas in, you know, recent memory for sure.
Right. Right. Hey, you guys, you know, Roger brought a white Christmas. I'm looking at it right now, and they're all Christmas related, so I'll go ahead and throw it out there, and this will be something kind of like a back and forth, kind of Q&A thing, and we can all answer. It's not like, I got 5 would you rathers, and don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, these are PG, so let's keep it PG. I am positive, this is PG. Alright, so, first would you rather is, would you rather have a white Christmas or a warm Christmas? I think we can all kind of agree a white Christmas would definitely be,
no.
Up there. I mean, unless you just want to, you know.
I prefer warm weather all the time, no matter what.
But just for a specific day, you wouldn't want a white Christmas?
I mean, we got one this year. If the rest of them were warm, we're fine.
Okay. What about you, Chip?
Well, we did not get a white Christmas here at my house this year.
I know.
But, I don't know. I'm a cold weather kind of person. I like it to be cold. Today has been a little too cold for my blood, but it would have been okay if it had been a white Christmas. And I think that's, you know, if I don't see snow anytime else throughout the year, if you can give me, you know, some snow on Christmas Day, then I'm okay.
Right. It just makes it more Christmas-y, I guess, would be the best way to describe that one. Here's another one for you guys. Would you rather receive a gift or share an experience?
Share an experience, 100%.
Absolutely. Because a gift can, you know, be put to the side or put up on a mantle or whatever, but, you know, an experience is a memory that you'll never forget, you know.
I think experiences are also more intimate. Like, it's something you do with people, like, specifically at that time. Like, I can buy you toys all day, but if we go out hiking and it snows and stuff like that, we get to be on the mountains on a cold day, you know, because you guys like to white Christmas. And, you know, we just talk and do whatever, like, that's something we'll remember forever because it was a specific thing that happened for you, not, like, you getting something.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, here's one for you guys. Would you rather receive eggnog as a gift or fruitcake as a gift?
I'd rather receive death.
Oh, my God.
If my choice is eggnog or fruitcake, give me the eggnog. Fruitcake is one of, if not the worst things in the world.
I don't even know. Like, I've never tried fruitcake. I've never, like, I've seen many people, like, eat fruit. I've seen people like eat fruitcake, and I've seen people talk about it. I don't know what exactly it is. Like, what fruit is in fruitcake, or is it even a fruit? Like, what is it?
It is fruit.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of berries and stuff.
Oh
yeah, to me, it's just nasty.
So is it like a meatloaf? What is it like? I mean, it's
a brick of fruit.
A brick of fruit.
I mean,
no, like, it's literally a brick of fruit. It's hard.
Shit.
Yeah,
But I mean, it depends on how people make it, though. I bet there's some people that make an actual cake with fruit in it. So.
Oh, I don't know. It's nasty. It's terrible.
Right. So. All right. Here's another one. Would you rather play outside, build a snowman, and sled down a hill, or would you rather stay inside, drink hot chocolate, and curl up with a good book while it snows outside?
Outside.
Yeah, outside. Yeah.
Sledding would be so much fun.
Sledding, snowboarding, snowball fight.
Well, why can't you do both? Get up early, go outside sledding and all that, and then...
Because we're too lazy to do both nowadays. No.
Right, I'm saying, but I'm saying, it's just a would you rather.
I would rather do both.
Right,
I mean, I would too, but we're doing two.
Right, yeah.
If I was chilling inside at all, I mean, first of all, waking up early, I don't want to do that. Right. If I don't have to, I won't do that. And then, if I was going to do anything by that point, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to stay inside because I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
All right. And our last would you rather... And I think I know the answer to this question already, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Would you rather shop in New York City for gifts or shop online in your pajamas? Really?
I mean...
Shop online.
I'd rather shop online.
Right.
Have you ever been to New York?
Yes. I used to live there.
That's the thing. Like, no, you do not want to shop.
No, you definitely want to go shopping. Like... You will literally fight every time you go out there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy. All right. Here's an interesting question. If you could only have one Christmas song available to hear every single Christmas year, this is the only song you can listen to every Christmas season. You can't pick another song. This is the only song you can listen to every year around Christmas. Which one are you picking?
Ballin' for Christmas by Dipset.
Okay, Chip. I was waiting for an elaboration, but since you shut up, I guess I'll go to the
next one. I mean, it's Dipset. I don't need to say more.
Okay.
All right.
Jim Jones, Jewels, Cameron, 40. I mean, Hell Rail. Wait, what else I gotta say?
Say something good.
Oh damn!
That's why I chose that song because it's the only good Christmas song.
Oh,
I'm not a Christmas music person at all. I've worked retail way too much. Christmas music is
one. I'm actually the same way. I'm starting to kind of warm up thanks to my wife, but. I would much rather listen to, like, if we're going to listen to Christmas songs, they're going to be the quote-unquote parody songs.
Right.
You know, so I don't really have a favorite Christmas song, so I can't answer this question.
I'll just say Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC. Why not? It's always a good one. Always a good one.
Yeah.
Anything you guys particularly enjoy? Like every Christmas, it's like, okay, we have to eat this. Is it something we have to eat every Christmas? What is it?
I just want hot chocolate. Like just that warmth of hot chocolate. It hits differently on Christmas Day. Other than that, maybe in Colombia, we have these things called buñuelos, which is pretty much like a fried dough ball, and they're so delicious. Those, and then my mom's flan. Like, it's the only flan in the world that I love. That's pretty much... But hot chocolate will be at the top every single time.
Right. But you,
yeah, probably hot chocolate. I am not a creature of habit, contrary to popular belief.
All right, Mr. Planner.
Again, I'm not a creature of habit. I just claim shit. I don't have to do the same thing all the time. So, but it would probably be hot chocolate because, like Roger said, it definitely, like, I can drink hot chocolate in the middle of the summer, but man, you get it on, you know, when it's cold and everything, it hits different.
It does. It definitely does hit different. They actually have a Swiss Miss hot chocolate, but they have Lucky Charm marshmallows in them now.
They have a white chocolate version. You guys seen that?
Say what now?
They have a white chocolate version.
Oh, nice. That's nice. So, yeah.
Yeah, obvious. What about you?
My mom always makes, you know, ham for Christmas. She always puts a full, like, can of pineapple juice over the ham and diced up pineapples in the ham. So it's kind of like a Hawaiian ham, I guess you can call it that, if you really want to build. I mean, if you want to dispute me on pineapples being on pizza, fine, you can pick that hill to die on. But, you know, the pineapple with the ham, it just makes it taste better, you know, for me. Like, and, you know, she's cooked it every year the same way. And I know people, like, you know, creatures of habit or whatever. It's just, sometimes it's just the thing that you love, you know. That's one thing that I do. That and Mama's Chicken and Dumplings, which I can eat. My mom's chicken and dumplings all year long. You know, it's that good. Who the hell just messaged me? Oh, that's you. Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to say nothing on the podcast, but anyway. But anywho, so here's an interesting question. What's your favorite Christmas ornament? One that maybe you really enjoy, you hung it on the tree, and it's like, you know, I'm going to keep this ornament right here. You know, these are really obscure, very pinpoint questions that I'm asking because I just found this website and they're asking the questions. So,
the only thing really is that this year Daniel and I got a just Merry 2020 ornament because we all know 2020 has been a horrible year. Yeah. But other than that, I'm not really a decorating person for Christmas. I'm actually a very Grinch-like person when it comes to Christmas because I hate the commercialization of Christmas. Don't need the tree, don't need the ornaments and stuff like that. Just need to spend time with family is all I care about. So I don't have anything favorite that-wise. But we do... Danielle did this thing with the kids where she got their baby caps from when they were born and she put them inside a clear ornament and then she hangs them up on a tree.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Jesse has made in the past like custom ornaments with the clear ones, and you put stuff in it and stuff like that. And she did that with the boys a couple of years ago. But I would have to say that my favorite Christmas ornament is one that we had made the year that my mom passed, and it hangs on the same spot. So here's where I'm going to lie about myself. For this particular thing, the ornament hangs in the same spot on the tree every year. And it's in a frontward facing position. So it's like my mom is watching. So yeah, right. There's that. That's
yeah. Probably. Yeah. For me, I would say that, you know, we have one ornament of, it's like one of those picture ornaments. It's, the one that's got, the baby's first Christmas or whatever. And, it's got Malachi's picture in it. We always hang it up right there on the tree. And then my mom always had really, you know, cool ornaments or whatever. What we would do some years is we had these blue and silver glitter, like they were supposed to represent icicles, and then we would put them all over the tree and then make it look like it was frozen or something like that. I thought that was pretty cool though. We would decorate it like that, put like the blue and silver, like, you know, like little tinsel around the tree and things like that. And that's always fun. But yeah, I would say probably that one would be my favorite ones. And I might have to get another one for Piper as well, which we got one. We actually got something. But really it wasn't me. It was my sister who ended up getting it for, they ended up buying it, you know, but it was like a group thing. It's like a little mantelpiece for my mom so that she could put it on her desk at her job, and it's basically it's nine like Santa hats, and across each Santa hat it has the names of all the next generation after her and dad. So it's Lily, Ivan, and then their three kids, Lydia, Gabriel, and then the baby who I am predicting will probably be born probably sometime next week, Alita, and then me, Amy, Malachi, and Piper. So they gave her that today, and she was, you know, like very emotional about it, and she was, you know, happy with it, whatever. And of course my dad was like, I don't care what you get me. So they got like V-Bucks for fucking Fortnite or some shit, you know. But of course my dad, you know my daddy's a big gamer. The last thing I bought my dad game related was I bought him the Xbox One version of the video game Thief. He was really cool about that. He played that game for like 30 hours straight, so it was pretty cool. So I got one more thing I wanted to, because some of these other ones are like, yeah. So you guys, you two want to play a little Christmas trivia if you want to?
Sure.
I mean, we're trying to make this work. It's an interesting query. Okay, what country is known for having started the tradition of the Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree? The
Christmas tree, yes. Was it A, Britain, B, Germany, C, Holland, or D, Switzerland?
Germany, I think.
See, that sounds too easy. No. yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with Germany. It seems too easy, but sometimes the most obvious is the right answer.
You would be correct. The answer is Germany. Yeah, you're right.
I want to say
for no reason.
I want to say like I thought it was going to be the Dutch, but I was like, no, that's not. No.
Nah, the only thing the Dutch care about is producing alcohol. So, and the wooden shoes. I'll never understand the wooden shoes thing. But anyway. So next question. What Christmas song was the first song to be broadcast from space in 1965?
Do we get options?
Yeah, is this multiple choice?
This one isn't multiple choice, so.
Oh. Jingle Bells? What year do you say?
All right, so Chip's answer is Jingle Bells. What about you, Raj?
What year do you say?
1965.
I don't know. So the Nat King Cole sang? I don't know. let's see. Yeah, I'm going to go with... I'm going to say Frosty the Snowman. I don't know.
The correct answer was Jingle Bells. Yeah. Well, there you go. Hey, you agreed to do this. It's happening.
Well, I thought it was going to be multiple choice, but you over here just giving out blanks.
Okay. This one wasn't multiple. Excuse the fuck out of me. Okay. This next one's not multiple choice, so please forgive me. Shut up. What traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant?
Mistletoe?
Yeah. It's either that or a wreath. Yeah.
Mistletoe is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, is mistletoe still a thing in the year 2020?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Why wouldn't
it? Yes.
Well, okay. Well,
just because you're married and you go out to parties anymore does not mean it doesn't exist.
That's not what I'm asking. I have seen, I've read this one article this a couple of weeks ago, actually, and it was on Facebook, so God knows if it's true or not, but there was one instance where
it has to be true.
There was a girl standing underneath the mistletoe, and this guy said, "Hey, you're standing underneath the mistletoe. You know what that means." And she proceeded to scream at him bloody murder, saying that he tried to sexually assault her because she was you know, just because I'm standing under mistletoe doesn't give you the right to violate me sexually or anything like that. And all he said was, you know what that means, right? That's all he said. So she made a mountain out of a molehill, pretty much. Because he went from everything that the guy was like, I wasn't trying to advance. I just, you know, wanted her to know. But it was his tone of voice that she said would made her feel very uncomfortable. So I beg the question, not to make it a social issue, but I'm begging the question. Is 2020 still a tradition? Is 2020 still something? Is mistletoe still something that will be continued in the year 2020?
Yes.
You know. Okay. It's just, you know.
My thing is, if you're going to do it at your house, don't do it at, like, the office Christmas party.
Right.
You know, do it where you and your wife can get underneath the mistletoe, kiss each other, and then that's about it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm right there with that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, not a whole lot of interesting questions left to ask, unfortunately.
All right. Well, I've got a couple.
I'm sure they'll all be better than mine.
No, no,
ahead.
No. It's not even trivia. Except I have one useless piece of knowledge that I just learned like yesterday. Did you know that Santa Claus his original outfit was tan?
No, I didn't know that.
Hold
no.
on, but it gets better. Like 5 years after that, it changed to blue. And remained blue until the 1930s when Coca-Cola changed it red, and it has been that way ever since.
So Coca-Cola owned Santa Claus?
Pretty much.
Damn commercial. They may not owe
him, they may not owe him, but they definitely paying for him. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds so weird, though.
That is a little bit of random trivia knowledge there.
Yeah.
It is.
But what I was going to say is, have any of you watched any really good Christmas movies lately?
Yes. Like yes. Recent stuff that's come out recently or just yeah. good Christmas movie in general?
Yeah, recent stuff. I mean, we know all the really the good ones, you know, National Lampoon, Die Hard, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way was very underrated as a movie. It brought out Arnold's. I mean, not to say that Arnold Schwarzenegger hasn't done comedy movies before, like he did Kindergarten Cop and Is Not the Tumor, but you know, but yeah, that one was a really good one. Of course, everybody knows the Home Alone movies, and like for me, like I really enjoyed Christmas Chronicles too. I thought that was a really good movie. It had a different. It was different than the first one, because it played more on the, I guess it played more on like just the acceptance of, you know, like accepting the fact that, and I'm worried that I'm going to spoil it for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah. How about you don't just say what movie it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Don't spoil it.
A Christmas Chronicles 2. Y'all go check out that movie.
Where'd you see it on?
Yeah. Where can people check that out?
Netflix.
Okay.
If you have a subscription, $9.99 a month, unless you get like the premium thing, and it's like $13.99 a month or whatever the hell. These tier systems are really bugging the shit out of me. Like, I paid money. Let me watch some shit, you know. Also, if you go to Disney Plus, you can check out the movie Noel with Anna Kendrick.
That's what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying Noel is a good one. Then they have one called Godmothered. I watched with the kids recently. It's all right. It's like the female version of Elf.
Okay.
Okay.
And there was another one. I just can't remember. It's like racking my brain. I just can't remember what it is. Let me see if I can look it up real quick.
All right, Santa.
While you're looking that up.
He said recently.
Yeah. while you're looking that up, I'm going to throw out three that are on Netflix right now. Christmas Chronicles 1 and 2, and then there's a movie called Klaus, K-L-A-U-S. Definitely go give that a chance. I fell in love with it last year. so much that I watched it three times this year already.
Right. Wait, claws as in
Santa yeah. Claus.
I know that, but I didn't mean claws like maybe claws as in like C-L-A-W-S, like it's a Christmas horror theme.
No, it is not a Christmas horror theme. It's not Christmas horror.
He spelled it anything. Out.
It's like a really heartfelt, now it is animated, CGI, but it's kind of like the origins of Santa Claus and everything. Like, definitely... Okay. Definitely go give that a chance. On tap for tomorrow, I'm gonna watch Jingle Jangle. I've not seen that yet, and I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about it. Yeah.
So the recent one I saw, it wasn't Disney, that's why I couldn't remember it. It's called Let It Snow. It's based on a book, but it's on Netflix. It's really good. In my opinion, I like it. It's got a really young cast. Everybody's like in their like early 20s, but it's just like one of those campy like teenage dramas, like romance kind of thing, but it's based around Christmas time. It's really good.
So something that could be seen on the Hallmark Network?
No, it's PG-13.
Yeah. It could still be considered Hallmark Network worthy, right?
I thought their stuff was GMPG for Christmas. Okay. Yeah. Just for Christmas stuff. Yeah.
I'll tell you one movie that Amy... what she put me onto it. It was a movie called I'll Be Home for Christmas. It's got a Jonathan Taylor Thomas in it, Jessica Biel.
Oh, that's an older one.
Huh?
That's an older one. I remember that one.
Yeah, it's an older one. I think Jonathan Taylor Thomas was still in his 20s, I think. But yeah, I mean, it was he basically about this kid who just, you know, he was a slacker, you know, in college and shit like that. He didn't know whether or not he was one because he was wanting to go to Cabo San Lucas or some shit for Christmas when his family wanted him back. And it's a tale about, you know, hijinks and shit like that. But eventually he comes around, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But, you know, check it out if you want to see it. It's on Disney Plus if anybody wants to watch. Did you guys like any of, like, the old school Hanna-Barbera cartoons like Yogi's First Christmas or anything like that?
Yes, they had a lot of good ones back in the day. Right. Pretty much, I liked all of them pretty much, to be honest.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones is a Yogi's Christmas, not Yogi, I'm sorry, Yogi's First Christmas, and then there was also a Flintstones Christmas Carol.
That one's good.
There was another good one. Then there was another one, I can't remember the name, but I think it was just a Flintstones Christmas when Fred and Barney had to be Santa Claus and an elf.
Yep,
I remember that.
That was another good one. And then the Jetsons had one, the Jetsons Christmas Carol. That one wasn't as good as the Flintstones, but, you know, I mean, same story. You know, if you've seen A Christmas Story once, you've, you know, seen it, you know, 1,000 times. It's just different characters, different translations. You know, hell, even the Muppet Babies did their version of A Christmas Carol, or the Muppet, their version of it.
Yeah. Is there a Christmas movie that is, like, super popular, but... you don't like it? Like, what's that? Christmas movie that is like everybody's rave? It's the go-to, and you've seen it, and you're like, "What in the hell is this?"
A Christmas Story. I was never a fan of it.
Yeah, there's that one.
Home Alone.
Home Alone 3. It's not that bad, though.
I mean, you could have just called the fucking cops. Like, I mean.
I mean, that's the truth, and I almost hold them.
Yeah, definitely Christmas stories. And what was even worse was the second one that came out. I didn't know if you know that or not.
It came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, they did come out with a part two. It was terrible.
I don't know if this will be really sacrilege, but Scrooged with Bill Murray. I just don't really see the hype in it.
I can definitely understand. I mean, I like Bill Murray. Bill Murray is kind of hit and miss on movies, though. So,
yeah.
I got to be honest. I've never seen it. I've never seen that version of.
It came out like 88, 89, yeah. Something like that. You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I never really seen it.
I mean, I would say it's one to watch and formulate your own opinion on.
Gotcha.
I do not like The Nightmare Before Christmas. I just don't like Tim Burton movies in general. Nightmare Before Christmas is so overhyped. It's a decent movie, but
here's the thing for me, and I'm probably in the minority with this, but I don't really consider Nightmare Before, even though it says Christmas in the title, it's more Halloween themed for me than Christmas themed. You know, like that's one of them things. But maybe that's the appeal. Maybe it's one of those movies you can watch around Halloween time and Christmas time.
It's definitely
dual holiday.
Yeah, it's definitely a both. It's definitely a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie. That's why it's called The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
But it's also like I liked it when I watched it, but it's not one of those ones that I'm going to go out of my way to like, okay, I've got to watch that this year kind of deal.
Right.
Also, very unpopular opinion. I don't like any of Dolly Parton Christmas movies.
Oof. My family would murder you.
Yeah, well, I don't like Dolly Parton, period, but...
Oh, hey, whoa, slow down, sir.
Yeah, like, when
I am going to remain a neutral party in this.
when that beast comes on my TV, the TV goes off.
Bruh.
I'm very thankful that she sends out free books to my children, but... I just can't do it. I don't know. There's something about her that just I can't do. My wife loves her. I'm definitely in the minority of people when it comes to that, and I will admit that, but it's just something I can't do.
It's probably more of a Tennessee thing. I mean, the kids and Danielle love Dolly Parton. They kids have pictures of her. They watch all her movies. I mean, I'm forced to pretty much watch them.
Yeah, I just can't do it. That's I don't know.
The only real Dolly Parton movie I ever remember watching her like in was like Rhinestone with Sly Stallone. Y'all seen that flick?
I don't think I have, actually.
It ain't good.
yeah. Johnny put me up on it. Johnny Rock put me up on it, and I was like, okay, I'll sit down and watch it one night. Yeah, just listening to Sly Stallone singing a song, trying to be a country star, is just hilarious to me. This is the same guy who was fucking Rambo and fucking Rocky Balboa, and now he's singing country songs wearing rhinestones on his fucking... one piece leisure suit. Like, who the fuck is this guy? You know,
hey, you got to switch the style up every once in a while, but it was
that is true.
There's a fourth Home Alone movie.
Yes, there is.
What
it's on, hell? They're all on Disney Plus.
It's called Home Alone the Holiday Heist.
Yes,
what the it came out in 2012.
Actually, I think there's if I'm not mistaken, there's a fifth one.
I hope.
What is it? What is this one? Home Alone 5, Marvin Harry Try yep. Again? I mean,
but
ruin it.
I don't know.
But there's a but I just found a travesty of a movie that should have never been even with that. Jingle All the Way 2 with Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh wow.
And Santino Marella.
Yeah.
Bring up the honky meter.
Oh man. Oh no.
There's six.
No, there's not.
Yes, there. So there is five Home Alone movies that are out, and they're working on a sixth one.
Yeah, but I think the sixth one's supposed to be like a continuation of the first
one.
with him as an adult.
Yes. So, oh, wow. Oh, Malcolm McDowell is in the fifth Home Alone.
I didn't. Oh, my gosh. That's just. Whew.
Yeah, and it's the second movie to not feature the McAllister family.
Yeah.
Wow. So, 1, 2, and 4 feature the McAllister family. 3 and 5 do not.
Ugh. Well, now that we're talking about travesties of Christmas movies, I just want to talk about, like, favorite Christmas movies, you know.
I'm sorry, did you say favorite Christmas movies?
Yeah, favorite ones. Ones you actually do want to watch around Christmas time, or just ones that you watch, you know, every now and then just to watch it, because, you know.
Home Alone 1 and 2, both for me. I love those movies. I was going down the wormhole of YouTube, and I found this one video, this one YouTube channel called Vsauce. And the guy Jake, say what now?
Did you just now find that?
Huh?
How long ago did you find it, like that channel?
It was Vsauce 3. It's with Jake Roper, and I found it about maybe 3 months ago, something like that. So yeah, I'm really late to the game on that. But never mind. That ain't the point. Point is, he had done something where he tested the Home Alone traps on like ballistic dummies and shit like that. He broke it down scientifically and shit. And I'm thinking, like, you know what? I don't really care, because could it burn his hand in real life? Of course it could. But guess what? It's funny in the moment, you know, because if it's made specifically for kids just to be entertained, it's hilarious, you know. Well,
That's because, if we were being honest, if all those things were worked like they should have, he would have murdered them both.
Right.
Like, he'd be a murderer. He would go to jail because he.
Have you heard the fan theory that Kevin McAllister grows up to be Jigsaw? Have you heard that theory? Like, I'm not even.
It makes so much sense.
Look it up. Like, go look it up. Just look. Kevin McAllister is Jigsaw. That's all you got to put in Google, and it will take you to a fucking fan theory that, like, it summarizes it. It puts pieces together. You just have to read it. It's a very enjoyable read.
I mean, it would make sense if it didn't tell us in the Saw movies that he was born, he was around in the 60s and everything like that.
Right. But, I mean, it's still plausible in some, you know, you just have to go read it. Another one of my favorite ones is Friday After Next. I consider Friday After Next a Christmas movie. You know, it is. Say what?
I said you can have that one.
What do you mean? Well, I can have that one. What do you mean?
You can have that one. That's on you.
No, I mean, it took place in Christmas. The whole thing was centered around Christmas. Just like with Die Hard, the whole thing was centered around Christmas. So Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but it's the difference is Die Hard's a good movie.
Well, I mean we're not talking good and bad. We're talking like and dislike, and I like Friday After Next.
That's why I said you can have it. Okay. You can have it.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were. Please forgive me. I thought you were denying the validity of the Christmas aspect of the movie.
No.
You just don't like it. Okay, say you don't like it. Okay, move on.
I said you can have it. Like, I'm not going to take that.
What about you, good sir? What Christmas movies do you enjoy?
Jingle All the Way. Home Alone, obviously. Christmas Vacation. I actually watched that today with Danielle. What else was there? Those are my main three that I like to watch. Every now and then I'll put in like the Looney Tunes Christmas Carol movie.
Right.
Just because I like Daffy Duck. I mean, there's Christmas movies that I like, I watch and they're good, and there's some that are like, they made a movie just to make a movie and get money for Christmas time. Die Hard, I'd like a lot too. Let me think, what else? Those are my go-tos. Like, I can watch Jingle All the Way almost every day. I just love that movie a lot. Yeah, those are probably my four or five Christmas go-tos and favorites.
I'm so disappointed in both of you right now. Tim Allen's The Santa Claus?
Nah, I mean, it's good, but it's not my go-to. Oh. Number two is actually better.
I mean, I like the Santa Claus movies. They're just, like what Roger said, I mean, it's not my automatic go-to.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last episode of Movement Radio ever.
No, the fuck it won't. No, the fuck it won't.
I quit. Changing
no, you don't.
The passwords. I'm not giving it to anybody.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Really?
Not over some Christmas movies. Nope. Can't do it.
We both said they're good. They're not.
Definitely, this is the hill I'm prepared to die on.
For number one, though, number one's not even that good. The second one's the better one.
I can sit and watch all three of those in consecutive order. They are great.
I mean, they're good.
The Grinch, the 2018 version. I don't know if you've seen that.
The Illumination.
Yeah.
The Illumination.
Really like
that's
that.
Good. That's on Netflix right
now. Do what?
It's on Netflix right now. For
yeah,
people
we own
to
it.
Watch.
Brenda,
stop eating flowers.
So definitely, I love The Grinch. I love the Christmas Chronicles series. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, of course.
You know they made a second one focused on Uncle Eddie?
Yes.
So bad.
Yeah. Home Alone, the Santa Claus series. And then, you know, I also have my favorites like Frosty the Snowman, the Year Without Santa, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Those are stuff that I love. So, you know, Bad Santa.
I mean, and then you had Santa. Like, yeah, Bad Santa was just funny to me. It wasn't the worst Christmas movie. I think Santa with Muscle still holds that title.
What? The Goldberg one? Is that, no, that's not the Goldberg one.
No. The Goldberg one was Santa Sleigh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Santa with Muscles was Hulk Hogan's little NWO side project that he was doing.
Yeah, that travesty of him.
Nothing beats Mr. Nanny. Wow. Just kidding.
So,
Suburban Commando?
Suburban Commando. Let me guess, you're going to pound my face. What are you nuts? This is the 90s. We're going to sue you.
So,
straight an asshole. She's losing on a microphone cord now.
I didn't know that Edward Scissorhands was considered a Christmas movie.
I don't think it. I mean, it goes steadily through all four seasons. So.
Yeah, it. Gremlins is considered a Christmas movie.
Yeah, he's a Christmas gift. I like Gremlins. I watch it every now and then, but it's not one I'm going to go watch immediately.
Batman Returns is a Christmas movie.
That's not a movie. We don't accept that movie.
Batman. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this is
yeah.
From RottenTomatoes.com, by the way, that they're calling these movies Christmas movies. So.
Oh, I like watching The Night Before, the Christmas comedy with Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it, and Anthony Mackie.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
I actually bought it. It's actually really funny, but very sad at the same time.
So I just came across a movie that I want to watch now.
Okay, what is
A Christmas Horror Story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it the one with like the giant ogre in Santa Claus? Fighting?
Yes. It has William Shatner in it.
That one was blocked for a while.
Right.
Oh, Christmas with the Cranks is good.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch that Santa's Little Helper movie that WWE put out with The Miz and Paige?
Yes. Yes.
What did you think of it?
I like it. I like The Miz. I'm on mark for Miz.
I like The Miz. I just don't. I don't know. A lot of those WWE movies are. I can't.
Like, what? You don't like them WWE movies? Come on.
I don't.
Name some bad ones. I'll wait.
The
Wait, time out. Name a bad WWE movie?
Yeah. Actually, also, Ernest Saves Christmas is a true legendary.
Yes, yes it is.
Like, classic.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I remember the one that, for some reason, I was like, what about, where's that comedy I'm thinking about? Eight Crazy Nights.
Eight Crazy
Nights.
Oh, yeah, probably. Eight Crazy Nights. Yeah.
It's probably up in my top five, because I do watch that when the kids aren't around. But yeah, go ahead.
A bad WWE movie. A bad WWE movie? Well, hang on. Let me.
Oh.
All right. Well, the first major one they did was what? Hold on. What? Time out now. Hold on a second. Now, the first major one that they did was what? See No Evil?
Did that come out before the Ring? See No Evil was 2006.
Well, what about 12 Rounds 2 Reloaded with Randy Orton?
I like that terrible. One. That was decent. I thought it was decent.
Okay, hey, I'm looking at it right now. Hang on. I'm looking at it right now. The first movie that was an affiliated with it was a universal. It was a Universal Pictures.
It was The Rundown with The Rock. Distributed.
Yeah. And then it was Walking Tall, which I liked Walking Tall. I thought Walking Tall was a very good movie.
Behind Enemy Lines, Columbia with Mr. Kennedy.
I love
that. That was actually pretty good. I like that one. Yeah. Then there was 12 Rounds. I thought 12 Rounds was good.
You're forgetting Blade Trinity's in there.
Say that again?
Blade Trinity is a WWE Studios. They helped produce some of it. Yep.
It is not.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I like 2010, the movie Legendary with John Cena.
Not according to this list.
And Danny Glover.
Wow! Oh, Legendary was John Cena, the wrestling one. Yes,
me being an amateur wrestler watching it, like for me, like as far as like great like wrestling movies go, like amateur wrestling movies. I mean, I don't rank it up there. I mean, if you talk about like wrestling, like Foxcatcher is up there as well.
Foxcatcher is really really great,
dude. And the fact that it's based on a true story, you know, just.
Yeah, Blade Trinity is not a WWE movie.
Yeah.
I just went through the whole list.
Yeah. They had... and then some movies didn't have any WWE guys in it whatsoever. Barricade, The Day didn't have anybody in it. Of course, The Marine 3 was when The Miz started becoming, you know, a mainstay in the franchise. Dead Man Down had Wade Barrett.
That one's actually really good. Underrated.
Jingle All the Way 2 with Santino Marella.
Oh, dude.
That would probably be the first bad one.
Did you watch Leprechaun Origins?
Is that
one? Yep. With Hornswoggle.
Oh, shit, it is. Oh, no.
Then there was 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown. Where,
that was actually really good. I bought that one.
Oculus, which doesn't have any WWE stars in it, but it's directed by Mike Flanagan.
Dude, Oculus, in my personal opinion, I think Oculus was really, really good. If you are a fan of supernatural horror, you'll like this movie. I think you would. And then they had Incarnate, which was more of a... which Mark Henry was in it, but Mark Henry was right there at the very beginning. He was a bodyguard at the very beginning.
The Condemned 2 was terrible.
The Condemned 2 was
terrible. Term Life with Cain Velasquez is terrible.
Term Life. I don't even know if I know that one.
No. You told me to name some. Surf Up 2.
That was 2016. Wow. Surf Up 2 is not bad.
Okay. I'll give you one. 2 was terrible.
2 is not terrible. It's all right.
Wait, what movie?
Surf Up 2.
Pure Country.
Surf. About those damn fucking surfing penguins.
Yeah.
The first one was good. The second one, no. What about Pure Country with Shawn Michaels?
The Pure Heart, just a sequel. That was all right. If you liked the first one.
Did you ever see The Resurrection of Gavin Stone?
Yeah, that was
yeah, I like that. That also was not a WWE movie, though.
It says it right. It has it listed as WWE Studios.
Oh,
January 20th, 2017. The distribution was BC Tilt, Blumhouse Productions.
Yeah, they just have production roles and stuff like that. That's the hard thing, is like trying to make sure it's actually 100. Like it has some kind of thing with them.
Yeah.
Killing Hasselhoff with the Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik, have you seen that
one? It's terrible.
It's
fucking bullshit.
Not terrible, is what you expect from the Iron Sheik.
Again, it's terrible.
So we've named like four bad movies so far.
Oh, I've named a lot more than four. You just aren't accepting them.
Countdown? Did you really think Countdown was that good of a movie?
Countdown.
With Kane and Dolph Ziggler.
Is that the one where Rusev pulls a gun on Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
Yes, that one is great.
No, it isn't. It's fucking, aside from that scene, it's the only thing, like, there's a fucking, like.
Where did that come
There's
out?
Clearly a disconnect on 2016. What we think is good and not good.
So my thing is, so the way I see it is like, it's a WWE movie, so I'm putting it at a level where I'm not expecting it to be like it. For me, it begins at a 5. I expect it to be average, and from there, either fluctuates up or goes down. A lot of those movies are on the upward scale.
Well, did you ever see Fighting with My Family?
Yes,
that
actually
was. I was going to say that one was good.
Yeah,
so, and they got a new one getting ready to come out that I really want to watch called Rumble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to see that.
But, like I said, everything starts at a 5, and it either goes up or down from there. And, like, my thing is, like, with Killing Hasselhoff, it had the Iron Sheik in it, so that jumps up to a 7 for me. And I know it's going to be bad. So I have no, like, expectation of it being, like, an amazingly masterpiece or anything like that, but, like, it made me laugh so much. It just kept going on because how, yes, it is bad, but in a good way. Like, it's bad in a good way.
Right.
I don't know. Did you guys see the main event? It's on Netflix.
The little kids one? Yeah. The NXT movie?
No.
Mm-mm, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's the little kid finds a mask that makes him a good wrestler, and it has a bunch of guys from NXT. Like, the Cobes. Main star.
It's got Sheamus, The Miz, Kofi, Beth Phoenix, Mauro Ranallo,
which is trash.
Robertson, and wait.
Who's trash?
Mauro Ranallo.
Really? You think his commentary is trash?
Yes, there was times I would literally watch NXT on mute.
So you don't want your commentators to be excited watching a wrestling match?
I don't want my commentators to talk about Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye West, shoes. Nothing that has to do with wrestling at all, just to be pop culture reference. I hate his commentary because he does not commentate wrestling. He commentates pop culture.
Yeah, he would get excited for sure, but yeah, the pop culture reference. Like, did you watch the Tyson fight? Yeah, Tyson and Roy Jones.
Yeah, he did nothing but commentate. He mentioned like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion over and over again.
It was a shit ton of pop culture references and like zero boxing references.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible. And what made me so mad is that they had him on stage with Israel and Sugar Ray. Like, you should not be talking. Like, shut your mouth. Let the guys who actually know how to fight talk about what's going on. But he would talk over them over and over again like he did in NXT, and that's what ruined it. If you have him up there on commentary with two people that actually know the sport, he should not be the one talking. Like, there was a point where Sugar Ray got pissed at him and told him to shut up.
That was great.
I hate him just like because he's just so loud and obnoxious. He doesn't even speak about the sport. Like, it's stupid.
All right, then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like wrestling to be about wrestling, you know.
Right. Hey, real quick. I got on my phone real quick to check something on Facebook, and Jason Kincaid had posted something. Shout out to you, Jason. He says, "All right, all right, all right. So I haven't always been fully on board with the whole Die Hard of the Christmas movie train of thinking, but I'm willing to give it a try. If, of course, you allow me to view Mallrats as an Easter movie." Your thoughts?
I haven't watched Mallrats in like 15 years.
I don't know how Mallrats really would be an Easter move.
I don't know either. I'm just reading what he said. Yeah, did it take place during the month of April sometime?
I'm looking it up right now because I really don't remember it.
I love Kevin Smith movies, but I don't remember this being anything
based around Easter or anything like that.
It definitely wasn't.
No. I mean, I don't know if maybe he's being ironic. Maybe I don't know if he's maybe being ironic with it. Maybe. I don't know. He may just be ironic with it, I guess.
He has to be. Because literally, this was based around the dating show.
But I'm trying to see what the days for it was.
No, the release date of Mallrats was October 20th, 1995.
What release is going to be what they filmed the date around? It is around Easter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob assault the mall's Easter Bunny under the incorrect assumption that he attacked Brody. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I haven't watched it in about 15 years, so I don't even really know anymore. Which is weird. That means Clerks takes place... Does Clerks take place right after Easter of that year, then?
I mean, kind of has to, right?
Because Clerks is... And Kevin Smith is... universe is technically it may have been the first movie, but it's technically set after the day after Mallrats,
right?
Which is weird because Jay and Son of Bob do not mention Easter Bunny or Easter or anything like that or being at that mall at all, but it's one of those things I guess he just didn't really think about.
Huh.
Okay, but we went off track with our Christmas
Way off track. But, we started talking about Christmas movies, and then we're talking about the validity of a Facebook post.
Yeah, we're true podcasters, guys.
that's what we do. But, that's what they all do.
But no, I think we talked about good things here and there. You know, a little trivia here and there. Our favorite stuff, like favorite memories, favorite stuff in general. I had a great Christmas. You guys had a great Christmas, so...
Amazing Christmas, yes.
Yeah, so... I got a white Christmas. You guys got nothing, unfortunately.
I mean, it snowed a little bit, but not enough to lay, unfortunately.
It laid here for until about 11 o'clock when the sun really started hitting. And we all got to rest. Like...
You ain't lying. Yeah.
That's all that matters. It's a day of not doing anything.
Right. I mean, we got two more days of not doing anything, and then...
I don't.
Well, yeah, I know you don't. Chip, you ain't going... You ain't doing anything.
I got another week of doing nothing.
Right.
I'm going to...
Meanwhile, I have to...
eat my heart's desire, kick back, and watch Dragon Ball until I cannot watch Dragon Ball anymore.
Right. Then I got to be back to work on Monday. I'm working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'm off until the 4th. And then, boom. I get three, so I get 2 4-day weekends back to back. So that's pretty cool.
I don't. I have to work Saturday, and then I have to work every day. But I think it's New Year's Day and the 3rd.
All right then.
Right.
Yeah.
But you still down? You still down to record on Wednesday though, right?
Of course I am.
Awesome. Yeah, man.
I just want to say, you know, thank you everybody for listening to us talk about Christmas for like an hour and then 30 minutes about not Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. Right. Right.
Do that. You know. Definitely want to say, you know, thank you guys. This is our second annual holiday edition. We will, you know, with everything, we'll get better with what we do. We appreciate you guys, you know, downloading, checking us out, buying merch, everything. You know, making 3 little kids' dreams come true right now.
Exactly, exactly. Storefrontier.com / movement radio. Go check out the new merch we got. The merch with the new logo is up. I believe, what is the redbubble.com? I believe is what the website is. Or is it on the Storefrontier?
Yeah, right, everything's Storefrontier right now.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, podpage.com, / movement radio to check out the archives and to leave a review. We always do appreciate those reviews. If you think that we are slacking off, let us know. You know, hell, yeah, we tell each other we're slacking off all the time. So, that being said, though, thank you guys again for tuning in to this episode of Movement Radio. Of course, you all 3 of us are going to be back here this upcoming Wednesday to record and to get the week 17 picks out to you guys. It's going to be very, very interesting. We actually have, since it is Christmas, I don't know if you guys had a chance. Did anybody check out the Minnesota New Orleans game today?
Yeah, I did. I sent the link to the highlights to Chip because he didn't know about Alvin Kamara going off today.
Oh man, Alvin Kamara did. We'll talk about it on Wednesday. I don't want to reveal too much, but yeah, absolutely, Alvin Kamara went off. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys, and have a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year, and we'll see you guys in the year 2021. Chip, let's hit him with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified of our latest videos.
I am Chip Hazard.
I am Talon Williams.
Alf Rogers here.
And this is Movement Radio.
We out.
This is Movement Radio.